Well, good morning and welcome to season 9 of Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. Today we're going to be going over Proverbs 1 in a new translation. You'll find out more about that very soon. We're going to be playing some music and then we'll wait for people to join us live and then we'll get on with our day.
Before the earth was made, wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness arise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Wives shouldn't act, men shouldn't brag, shut your lips like a vice, show people your wise. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, in every verse there's a lesson to learn, a spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin. And get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, every day. So grab a new version of the book, every month a whole new look, reading a chapter every day, let the words of wisdom show you the way. Surprise!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to season 9. This means we are in our 9th month of doing a proverb chapter every single day, which is cool. Episode 245. If it puts that in more context of just how awesome this is. And so, yeah, awesome stuff. So today we are going to be reading a new translation at the suggestion of some of you out there, some of my friends that said, hey, you should consider this one. And I said, that sounds like it'll be embarrassing. And he said, do it anyway. And so I'm kidding. He didn't say that. But nonetheless, we're going to be doing the complete Jewish Bible. And so there are likely to be some mistranslations from my own severe level of ignorance. You're going to see that this is in fact a dude that is just learning right alongside you and is going to make mistakes and who knows, might even offend an entire nation. Who knows? It could happen. It probably will happen. But I know that God is not offended, that wisdom is what we are seeking and that's what we will find. So let's pray for you and then we'll get started. Father God, thank you so much for yet another day, for your wisdom for us, and that it transcends words, that it is not something that just simply memorized or has to be a very specific set a certain way to be right, that you test our hearts, that you know our character, and that you are helping to shape that with every single day. So, Father God, we thank you so much for that, and we give you praise and honor. And we ask that you would send Holy Spirit to us that we might fully comprehend, understand, and deploy your wisdom in the world around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go. All right. You know, it occurs to me, I think different color scheme for the thumbnail image. Maybe we have to change our lights around a little bit here. Get some gold hues going on and that sort of thing to kind of match what I put on the thumbnail. Yeah. Yeah, that looks good. Yeah. Let's see if I can do that again. So it's like, yeah, some more golden blues. Yeah. Do just like the thumbnail. Oh, toys. They're so much fun. All right. Proverbs 1 in the complete Jewish Bible. Proverbs of Shlomo. Shlomo. Son of David, King of Israel. Are for learning about wisdom and discipline, for understanding words expressing deep insight, for gaining an intellectually disciplined life, for doing what is right, just, and fair, for endowing with caution those who don't think, and the young person with knowledge and discretion. So we have a purpose statement here. They're for learning about wisdom and discipline, for understanding. Here, let's just go ahead and highlight. Understanding words, expressing deep insight. For gaining an intellectually disciplined life. and then doing what is right just and fair. And even the young person with knowledge and discretion. In other words, the cool thing about Proverbs is that you don't have to have experienced aspects of life to gain the wisdom from it. But don't miss verse 3 here. Gaining an intellectually disciplined life, that's good. But intellect on its own is not adequate. We have to be willing to do what is right, just, and fair. And it's a call to action with that. And so very important to see that. And then it's really cool that it calls it out this way. Verse 5. Someone who is already wise will hear and learn still more. So, for those who are like, oh, I've already read Proverbs, I'm not gonna be with DJ this month. And hey, you know, it's a Saturday. I get it. I see that there are only two people viewing this live today. So I think this is something that we're going to be seeing a lot of, is that, you know, there's going to be a lot of desertion every month. You know, people are like, oh, well, no, I'm just not going to do it. But, you know, it's, yeah, okay. But it's important for us to know that just because you already have wisdom and you've already read it, you still need to hear and learn more. And that's why I continue this every single month and try different translations, because there's always something new to learn. There's always something that I need to be reminded of. There's always something that is beneficial for me. And yeah, so just continuing on with this, someone who already understands will gain the ability to counsel well. This is actually kind of cool. You'll understand proverbs, obscure expressions, sayings, and riddles of the wise. This is actually, I should have highlighted this green, actually, because this is actually action words for me as well, that I am, and I don't want to say it's only a result of what's been going on in these months, but I am stepping forward into kind of some next phases in my life and career, and I'm shutting off previous things that I was doing and stepping into being that person of counsel, stepping into coaching as a full-time thing, not just as something that I occasionally did for those that really asked nicely. So this is something that I'm actively pursuing. And so it's a very different scenario, but that is something for me that has been changing from all this is realizing that, yeah, there is a lot of a gap out there, and that I am, this is part of my way to get better with that. And so yeah, it's why I keep doing this as a broadcast and not just, you know, gathering up people locally or whatever that I very well could be doing, you know, we could be, and who knows, maybe someday this will morph into like a broadcast from a coffee shop or something cool like that. I don't know. I think it'd be awesome to have like a place to go every morning and read Proverbs together and give thoughts. And it's not just me talking. That'd be great, but we'll see what happens with that, I guess. I understand the sayings, riddles of the wise. Verse 7, the fear of Adonai is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. And we see this in very weird ways, I think. But that's the beginning. In other words, kind of along with this part here, the endowing with caution those who don't think, right along with that is there's a dropping of the pride that has to happen here, that true fear of, and that's not just a simple respect. I like that this translation still has fear and doesn't try and soften that language. I don't think we should be softening that at all. In fact, I think we should be enhancing that and drawing it out more. That true taking all the fears you have and putting them on God is super, super important for this, because it's that dropping of pride. You know, if there's one thing that makes us fear more than anything, it's a sense of pride within us. The more we're prideful, the more fearful we are. And that's just a fact. The more we, I'm seeing this play out in a lot of unfortunate ways right now, but that is that reservation of fear in that place, putting it in its place, that dropping of any kind of pride for ourselves in that is the beginning of knowledge. It's not because of knowledge. Say that again for the cheap sheets. The cheap seats. Or your money back. Fear of Adonai, fear of God, is the beginning of knowledge, not the result of knowledge. Okay? This is not an intellectual thing. This is a positional thing. This is us having this position of beyond reverence, of, okay, he could take me out if he wanted to. He's more powerful than anything else. He absolutely could do that. I don't want to make it so he should do that. I'm going to put my focus where it should be. You know, if my cat hears a noise, they're not looking off into the distance. They're not looking around. They're looking at the noise. They want to know what that is. And then they're laser focused on that. That is fear. And so we need to have that same kind of thing, you know, not fearing what the world around us is doing. We need to be, our fear should be just laser focused right there, right on God. That's the beginning of knowledge. It's not like, we figured out. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I guess it makes more sense. Yeah, it just makes more sense to be fearful of God. No. That should be our instinct. That's just like, go with that. That's where the knowledge begins. Unless you're a fool, and then you despise all this. Verse 8. My son, heed the discipline of your father, and do not abandon the teaching of your mother. They will be a garland of grace to your head, a medal of honor for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, don't go along with them. Suppose they say, come with us. We'll ambush somebody and kill him. We'll waylay some harmless soul just for fun. We'll swallow him alive, like Sheol. Whole, like those who descend to the pit. We'll find everything he has of value, and we'll fill our homes with loot. Throw your lot in with us. We'll share a common purse. My son, don't go along with them. Don't set foot on their path. Their feet run to evil. They rush to shed blood. For in vain the net is baited, and if any bird can see it. Rather, they are ambushing themselves to shed their own blood, waylaying themselves. So are the ways of all greedy for gain. It takes the lives of those who get it. It takes the lives of those who get it. So we see wisdom playing out right away. There's no delays on this one. There's no wait for the payoff on this one. It's like, give an example right out of the gate of how wisdom works. wisdom says, if you do this, this will be the result. Fear says, be concerned, right? Wisdom's a result of that, of saying, okay, well, because of that, I know that I should be cautious, yes, but being convinced that that doesn't, is not a thing will lead to consequences, not punishments, consequences. In other words, we see that these things have results. The ways of all who greedy for gain, it takes the lives who get it. Not soar all the ways of the greedy for gain, God takes the lives of those who get it. That's not what this said. It's the ways take their lives. They're ambushing themselves, shed their own blood, waylaying themselves. This is not about simple crime and punishment here. This is that that pathway is self-destructive. The ironic part about this is that, and we'll see this as we go, for those of you that might be new, that justice is something that's built into wisdom, and wisdom was there before anything else. So with that, this is just part of a system. We don't have to worry about judgment on this. This is something where it doesn't even require judgment. It's self-judgment. There's no getting away with it. Anything that requires judgment, anything that requires adherence to a law, is something that can be broken, right? This is not that. These are the kind of things that it doesn't matter if the law catches you or not. It's self-destructive in and of itself. Verse 20. I've been going on today. Wisdom calls aloud in the open air and raises her voice in the public places. And for those of you that are new, wisdom is a female voice. She calls out at street corners and speaks at entrances to city gates. How long, you who have, whose lives have no purpose, will you love thoughtless living? How long will scorners find pleasure in mocking? How long will fools hate knowledge? Repent when I reprove. I will pour my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because you refused when I called, and no one paid attention when I put out my hand, but instead you neglected my counsel and would not accept my reproof, I in turn will laugh at your distress and mock when terror comes over you. Yes, when terror overtakes you like a storm and your disaster approaches like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble assail you. So once again, we're seeing this, like, instead you neglected my counsel, okay? I in turn will laugh at your distress. And I will mock. When terror comes over you. And your disaster approaches. Your disaster. One of the things I hear over and over and over and over again when it comes to criticisms of the Bible, when it comes to criticisms of Christianity or Judaism or whatever this looks like for that person, over and over again, you see these patterns of trying to avoid, you know, judgment, or I just don't want to be judged. You know, this is a modern rhetoric. This is like, I feel judged. You've offended my truth. All these kind of just I don't want to live by your rules. You know, you can't tell me how to live my life. Okay, but this is a result of that. It's a result, not a punishment. You know, it's a consequence of a lack of character. I'm going to keep giving you these free t-shirt ideas until somebody gets one made. Otherwise, I'll just have to make them myself. But it's not about a sense of punishment. It's about, these are open hands that are going out to you. But it requires this repentance. It requires this. I mark it green. It's an action item. Yes, I'm that geek. Marking that as an action item for our meeting today. but it is one of those things where it's not that she hates you. It's not that wisdom is crying out for you to be punished. It's that she wants you to be in this place with her, but it requires the repent and from when you're reproved. It requires this. It's not optional. You can't have it both ways. Let's finish this out. My goodness. Again, verse 28. When they will call me, but I won't answer. They'll seek me earnestly, but they won't find me. Oh, yeah, it's very convenient for you to seek earnestly when you're in crisis, right? But now your attitude is completely wrong. You're not looking for a proof. You're looking for a solution at that point. But they won't. That's why they won't find wisdom, because they hated knowledge. And they did not choose the fear of Adonai. I'll go ahead and say, because they hated knowledge. It's a result. They refuse my counsel and despise my reproof. So they will bear the consequences of their own way. Bear the consequences of their own way. It's right there. Be overfilled with their own schemes. For their aimless wandering, and the thoughts will kill them, and the smug overconfidence of fools will destroy them. But those who pay attention to me will live securely, untroubled by fear of misfortune. Oh my goodness. It is amazing how we get it twisted. And Satan loves to do this. Loves to say things like, oh, well, just say the right words. You know, just say the right things at the right time. It'll be fine then. You know, but for the time being, let's go out and take from others. And, you know, just find the angle that we need. That's what Satan says. Satan says these kind of things. We just want what's fair. We just think that no person should earn blah, blah, blah. Everyone should earn the same. It's right there. It's not DJ saying this. It's right here. All right. So it's rightfully frustrating. I mean, you can see the frustration here. She calls a lot in the open air, and it's still not heard. That's what you call frustrating. And so naturally, it's just like, well, okay, well, if you hate knowledge, then, you know, find out, you know, what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's not the most cheery of warnings, but what we'll find as we go along here is that we do have cheerfulness among us, that this is a pathway towards joy. that this is not just, you know, how dare you, I will punish you or whatever. You're going to be miserable because you didn't do this. That's not what this is going to be about here. We're going to find out that this really is a way towards life that is filled with happiness and smiling. I know I'm always accused of not smiling, but I'm usually smiling. You just are just not seeing it. These little things right here, these are permanent creases because I smile. I'm almost always smiling. It's true. But yeah. In any case, I will plan on seeing you tomorrow. For those of you, that are new, on Sundays, I pre-record the message and send it out. And so in the case of Sundays, what I've been doing lately is I am putting that up on YouTube sometime. I just schedule it for around midnight or so. And so you'll have the opportunity to view it at any time you want. And this month, I'm actually looking for some feedback. If people like that better, I might just start doing that as just a standard practice and then having like a live broadcast, like maybe once a week or something like that. I'm toying with the idea, just to make things, if it's a better experience. It's a little awkward for me to be, always thinking about tomorrow's proverb today or doing them in a batch or whatever. But there is an event coming up that I know I'm going to be far too busy to do a live broadcast. So there's going to be some pre-recorded messages. It's going to happen. But what I've been noticing in kind of the, with YouTube specifically, Facebook, I'm this close to giving up on Facebook completely. It's just not worth the added extra effort and literal money that is required to keep this system afloat, to get what I'm, any exposure in Facebook has been kind of like just basically a waste of time. Nobody's seeing it apparently. I don't know. Or not nobody. I shouldn't say like that, but very few people are actually watching on Facebook at this point, which I don't blame you. I don't like the heavy distraction environment either. I've become very, not anti, but just very much arm's length about that platforms like that. So I get it. But the key here is that if you want to be on getting notifications, that's good to know, like early. So that's something I've been thinking about too, for people that are rewatching this, when I'm broadcasting at 6 a.m. their time, this might be great. But for other people that are like, hey, it's like almost 10 o'clock already. So it's not very early for me. So that might be a factor. So yeah. So that's good feedback. Thank you. Appreciate that. So we might start looking at that. But in any case, make sure you get subscribed to the YouTube channel, because I think that's really where we're going to be. And like I said, the metrics that I've been looking at indicate that, actually more people tend to be viewing these videos when they're not live. I don't know what that means. And I'm actually, looking at hiring out some help in the next few months about figuring all that out, like how to engage with this so more people are able to see this. We'll see what that looks like. I've got a lot of thoughts on that. There's some ways that I've been thinking about just basically having a method of, I guess the word is monetized, where you have certain things that are there with the purpose of generating funds, but where those funds go would be towards keeping this going, because this is something where I don't want to have to have this be an expense, but it's not that big of an expense. It's not that big of a deal. I'm fine with shouldering it. It kind of depends on how we want to grow it. I think there's probably some ways that I probably could look at, marketing this more and that sort of thing, and getting the word out myself. Right now it's all, word on the street kind of things. And it's all of you sharing things. And that's where we've had growth, and it's been great. But it only goes so far. I mean, there's under 200 people that are actually subscribed right now. Which in terms of YouTube is really, really, really small, but it still means that 200 people saw this and said, yeah, I want more of that at some point. And whether they're here every day or not doesn't matter. They've said that, and that's really cool to me. It's like having 200 people in your house, like 200 people right up in here in my little loft. it's a cool thought. But you know, obviously I don't want to limit that. We serve a big God, and he has words for a lot of people on this planet. And so if we can help more people get that word, great. So keep sharing it, obviously, and we'll look at some other methods here soon. I'll keep you posted as this kind of continues to formulate. I'm actually kind of getting a little bit excited about it, I'll be honest with you. It's one of the things where as I shift my focus career-wise towards a lot of this kind of stuff and realize that there's some opportunities here that I've not really taken as seriously, it just takes some doing. So yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting stuff. I'm obviously babbling about it because it's very exciting to me. So I will let you go for the day. Please do be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to someone else. Go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. And we'll see you again tomorrow.